Switchblade. Neonska duga. Rock'n'roll magazin Žikice Simića. We'll be right back.
Dobar dan, želim, moje ime Žikica Simić, ovo je Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2. Na početku večerašnje emisije čuli smo pesmu Black Myself, koju je izvela jedna super grupa koju smo imali prilike da slušamo u 2019. godini. One se zovu zapravo Our Native Daughters, jer se radi o bendu koja je sastavljena isključivo od članova ženskog pola. Članice ove grupe su poznate folk muzičarke koje su afroameričkog porekla i one su se okupile oko ovog projekta ne bili na novi način ispričale priču o sudbini afroamerikanki na tom svom, u njihovoj novoj domovini. Članice ovog benda su, kao što je to već poznato i kao što smo nekoliko puta rekli u Neonskoj dugi u ranijim vremenima, Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, Leila McCalla i Alison Russell. Ovu pesmu koju smo čuli na početku večerašnje emisije otpevala je Amethyst Kia, koja je tu numeru i napisala. Rekoh, pesma se zove Black Myself i to je jedan od, kako bih rekao, većih izdavačkih poduhvata u prošloj sezoni. I sada je došlo vreme da se okrenemo novim izdanjima i tu smo došli do jedne isto tako zanimljive folk muzičarke koja se zove Eliza Gilkison. Ona je žena, pripada onom prokazanom uzrastu, prokazanoj populaciji plus 65, ali je ovih dana snimila jednu izuzetno zanimljivu, aktuelnu i hrabru ploču koja se zove 2020. To je ploča na kojoj se Eliza Gilkison vratila onom muzičkom žanru koji smo nekad zvali protestna pesma i društveno angažovana pesma, i to je stvarno uradila na jedan impozantan način, kao što se i moglo očekivati od persone koja ima karijeru koja traje skoro pola veka. Eliza Gilkison inače potiče iz jedne muzičke porodice. Njen otac je Terry Gilkison, napisao je neke od najpoznatijih pesama za studio Disney koje smo imali prilike da slušamo u crtanim filmovima, a bio je i kandidat za Oscara za numeru Bare Necessities iz filma Knjiga o džungli iz 1967. godine. Svi mladi ljudi, rekao bih, na ovoj našoj planeti znaju tu numeru. Njen brat je pak Tony Gilkison, koji je također svirao u nekim poznatim bendovima kao što su Lone Justice X, a evo i Eliza Gilkison se veoma uspešno bavi muzikom. Sa njenog albuma 2020. čućemo dve pesme u nastavku večerašnjeg izdanja Neonske duge. Biće to numere Sooner or Later i Beach Heaven. Ova druga pesma, Beach Heaven, je posebno zanimljiva zbog toga što je to zapravo numera koja je nastala tako što je Eliza Gilkison jedno pismo koje je Woody Guthrie pisao ocu današnjeg predsjednika Donalda Trumpa tamo negde 40. i 50. godina prošlog veka uglazbila i povezala sa muzikom i na taj način još jednom pokazala svoju političku orijentaciju u ovom trenutku i svoj taj aktivizam, i to je nešto što zaista ovaj album izdvaja na ovoj sceni. Slušamo Elizu Gilkison u dve pesme. Sooner or Later je prva, a druga je Beach Heaven.
Just enough water, just enough wine, just enough crumbs, a dollar and a dime, just enough hope to keep us toeing the line. But sooner or later, sooner or later, sooner or later, it's a natural fact, gonna rise up, gonna take it all back. Will they keep us separated by the shade of our skin? The dark ones relegated to the bottom of the bin. And woman was created to put out and to give in. And the game is rigged and weighted, so you're never gonna win. But sooner or later, a story
They're poison in the waters. They don't care if people die. They take the food from the hungry, medication from the poor, take the children from their mothers. We can't take it anymore, 'cause
together.
Čuli smo Elizu Gilkison u dve numere, Beach Heaven i Sooner or Later. Rekao smo da je ova druga Beach Heaven nastala tako što je Eliza Gilkison uglazbila jedan tekst Woody'a Guthrie'a, zapravo njegovo pismo ocu današnjeg predsjednika Amerike Donalda Trumpa, i to je protestno jedno pismo koje je upućeno ovom multimilioneru koji je na jedan vrlo besprizoran i oštar način ispraznio neke stanove u Njujorku i srušio ih, iselio siromašne stanovnike i napravio stanove za bogat svet. Eliza Gilkison je našla za shodno da to pismo uglazbi i da ga ponudi današnjem slušaču popularne muzike kao jedan poseban vid protestne pesme u naše vreme. Woody Guthrie je, kao što to verovatno znamo, bio velika inspiracija za savremene rockere. Znamo da je Bob Dylan jedan od njegovih najvećih sledbenika i da Bob Dylan je na početku svoje karijere govorio da je on zapravo jukebox Woody'a Guthrie'a, da je čovjek koji zna sve Guthrie'eve pesme i da voli da svira te pesme. Ali pre jedno 20 godina, 1998. godine, ćerka Woody'a Guthrie'a, Nora Guthrie, je zapravo u nekoj ostavi pronašla u nekoj cipeli za kuti... Ćerka Woody'a Guthrie'a, Nora Guthrie, je pre nekoliko godina, odnosno pre 20 godina, pronašla u nekoj ostavi u kutiji za cipele čitav niz tekstova svog oca koje on nije stigao da poveže sa muzikom, i ona je dobila ideju da taj posao obavi neki savremeni roker. U tom smislu je kontaktirala britanskog rokera Billy'a Bragga, koji je po mnogo čemu sličan Woody'u Guthrie'u, pre svega po tom svom levičarskom političkom angažmanu, i Billy Bragg se prihvatio tog posta. Kao glavne saradnike je pozvao članove sastava Wilco. Oni su zajedno snimili album Mermaid Avenue, koji je već postao klasična ploča rock muzike, i ovo je prilika da se podsjetimo kako su Billy Bragg i grupa Wilco napravili neke pesme koje su zapravo nastale tako što su stare tekstove Woody'a Guthrie'a povezali sa novim melodijama. Čućemo ih u dve numere. Prva je California Stars, to je pesma koja je već postala klasična numera i na neki način i hit, a onda potom slušamo i pesmu Walt Whitman's Niece. Ovo su Billy Bragg and Wilco, California Stars.
Answers not on the Friday this girl moved off after a couple of places. And there I was, all night long, playing and listening and forgetting the players. And as well as I could recall, well, my seaman buddy could recollect, the girl had told us that she was a niece of Walt Whitman, but not which niece. And it takes a night and a girl and a book of this kind a long, long time to find its way back.
Čuli smo Billy Bragg i Wilco u dve pesme sa njihovog kultnog albuma Mermaid Avenue. Bile su to numere Walt Whitman Niece i California Stars. I nastavljamo i dalje da se družimo sa Woodyjem Guthrie-em. Rekao smo da već da je Woody Guthrie inspiracija i uzor za mnoge savremene rockere, naročito za one koji su bili levičarske političke orijentacije. I u tom smislu nije čudo da je tamo 1969. godine muzičar koji nastupa pod imenom Country Joe McDonald snimio album Thinking of Woody Guthrie. Poznato naime da je Country Joe McDonald bio član komunističke partije Sjedinjenih Država, mada je bio prominentni rocker, predvodio je onaj sastav Country Joe and the Fish, koji je nastupao čak i na Woodstocku i bio jedna od važnih grupa tog San Francisco zvuka. Country Joe McDonald je snimio taj album u Nashvilleu, Thinking of Woody Guthrie, sa tamošnjim muzičarima i pokazuje kako je zaista hipertalentovani muzičar koji nije samo rocker i nije samo, ne krije se samo iza te vrste zvuka, već je napravio jednu izuzetnu folklorsku ploču sa kojoj ćemo u ovom trenutku emitovati pesmu Tom Joad u tom sjajnom izvođenju Country Joe McDonalda, uz napomenu da je Tom Joad glavni lik u poznatom romanu Johna Steinbecka, Plodovi gneva. John Steinbeck je veliki američki pisac koji je 1962. godine dobio Nobelovu nagradu za književnost i koja je također gajao veliko poštovanje prema Woodyu Guthrieu. Jednom prilikom je izjavio, baš upravo povodom ove pesme, Tom Joad, kako je Woody Guthrie u 17 stihova ispričao ono što je zašto je njemu bilo potrebno čitav roman i dve godine mukotrpnog književnog rada. Odmah potom slušamo i pesmu Pretty Boy Floyd, koja je također napisao Woody Guthrie, ovog puta u izvođenju sastava The Birds sa njihovog kultnog albuma Sweetheart of the Rodeo, koji je izašao 1968. godine. To je onaj album koji su Birdsi snimili sa Grahamom Parsonsom. Pretty Boy Floyd je naravno američki odmetnik, zapravo gangster koji je, čiju je biografiju romantizovao u ovoj pesmi Woody Guthrie, prikazavši ga kao neku vrstu savremenog Robin Hooda, i možemo da konstatujemo da je ova pesma Woody Guthrie na neki način bila inspiracija za onu legendarnu scenu iz filma Dillinger, Johna Mediusa, u kojoj ima sjajna scena, jel, u kojoj Pretty Boy Floyd gine na jedan vrlo onako romantičan način i izgovara neke vrlo zanimljive i potresne reči. Evo pesama Woodya Guthrie u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge u izvođenju nekih savremenih country muzičara, odnosno rock muzičara. Ovo je country Joe McDonald, pesma je Tom Joad.
Tom Joad got out of that old McAllister pen. Was there that he got his parole. After four long years on a man-killing charge, Tom Joad came walking down the road. Poor boy, Tom Joad came walking down the road. It was there that he found him a truck-driving man. It was there that he called him a ride. Said, I just got loose from McAllister pen on a charge called homicide. Great God, a charge called homicide. The truck rolled away in a big cloud of dust, and Tommy turned his face towards home. He met Preacher Casey and they had a little drink, and he found out his family, they was gone. Tom Joad, he found out his family, they was gone. He found his mother's old-fashioned shoe. He found his daddy's hat. He found little Muley, and little Muley said, they've been tractored out by the cats. Tom, they've been tractored out by the cats. Tom, he walked to the neighboring farm. He found his family. They took Preacher Casey and they loaded in the car. And his mama said, we got to get away. Tom, his mama said, we got to get away. The 12 of the Joads made a mighty heavy load. And Grandpa Joad, he cried. He picked up a handful of land in his hand. He said, I'm sticking with my farm until I die. He said, I'm sticking with my farm till I die. They fed him spare ribs and coffee and soothing syrup. And Grandpa Joad, he died. We buried Grandpa Joad on the Oklahoma road. And Grandma on the California side. And Grandma on the California side. We stood on a mountain and we looked to the west. It looked like the promised land was a big green valley with a river running through, and there was work for every single hand. We thought, work for every single hand. Joads rolled into a jungle camp. It was there that they cooked them a stew. And the hungry little kids in the jungle camp said, we'd like to have some too. Yes, we'd like to have some too. A deputy sheriff fired loose at a man. He shot a woman in the back. But before he could take his aim again, it was Preacher Casey dropped him in his tracks. Good boy, Preacher Casey dropped him in his tracks. Well, they handcuffed Casey and they took him to jail. And then he got away. He met Tom Joad by the old river bridge. And these few words he did say, Preacher Casey, these few words he did say. Well, I preached for the Lord a mighty long time. I preached about the rich and the poor. But us working
folks has got to stick together, or we ain't got a chance anymore. God knows we ain't got a chance anymore. Where the water run down, and the vigilante thug hit Casey with a club, and he laid Preacher Casey on the ground, and he laid Preacher Casey on the ground. Tom Joad, he grabbed the deputy's club, he brung it down on his head. When Tommy took flight that dark and rainy night, was a preacher and a deputy lying dead. Two men, a preacher and a deputy lying dead. Tommy went back to where his mama was asleep. He woke her up out of bed. He kissed goodbye to the mother that he loved, and he said what Preacher Casey said. Tom Joad, he said what Preacher Casey said. Everybody might be just one big soul, it looks that way to me. So everywhere you look, in the day or the night, that's where I'm gonna be. Ma, that's where I'm gonna be. Wherever little kids are hungry and cry, wherever people ain't free, wherever fighting for their rights, that's where I'm gonna be. Ma, that's where I'm gonna be.
Heroi, skitnice i fatalne žene.
Čuli smo dve pesme koje je napisao Woody Guthrie, Pretty Boy Floyd i Tom Joad, i evo prilike da konačno u ovom večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge čujemo i Woodya Guthrie-a. Mislim da je to potpuno u redu. Iz njegovog repertoara dve fantastične numere koje su, kao što se to može očekivati od ovog autora, politički angažovane i koje su onako levičarske prirode na strani poniženih i uvređenih. Prva od njih se zove Going Down This Road Feeling Bad, a druga je, može se reći, legendarna pesma Vigilante Man, koju smo imali prilike da slušamo u brojnim izvođenjima, verovatno najpoznatija ona Raja Kudera. Međutim, ovog puta slušamo originalne verzije u večerasnom izdanju Neonske duge, jedan, kako bih rekao, izuzetan trenutak, Woody Guthrie nastupa, ovo je numera Going Down This Road Feeling Bad.
Vigilante man, have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land. Well, what is a vigilante man? Tell me, what is a vigilante man? Has he got a gun and a club in his hand? Is that a vigilante man? Rainy night down in the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days, we'd pass the time away. sleeping in some good warm place. Man, come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante men? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Čuli smo Woody Guthrie u večerasnom izdanju Neonske duge u dve njegove poznate pesme Vigilante Man i Going Down This Road Feeling Bad. I nastavljamo u istom maniru, naime opet slušamo tu angažovanu i, kako bih rekao, politički osvešćenu muziku, te pesme koje se zalažu za neke visoke ideale, i na red je došla jedna od najpoznatijih pesama te provinijencije, to je numera Boba Dylana A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. To je pesma sa početka njegove karijere, jedna od najboljih pesama koje on izveo uopšte u životu. Ovog puta slušamo ponovo sa albuma Eliza Gilkison 2020-a. Odlična verzija Eliza Gilkison, i prilika je ovaj da čujemo i Boba Dylana u to istoj numeri Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. To je jedna od, kako bih rekao, krucijalnih pesama kada je u pitanju rock muzika, ali ovog puta ćemo čuti tu numeru u live izvođenju sa one čuvene turneje Rolling Thunder Review iz 1975. godine, kada je Bob Dylan ovu numeru imao na repertoaru i kada je izveo na jedan, rekao bih, žešći rockerski način nego što se to možda moglo i očekivati. Ovo je Eliza Gilkison, a pesma je apsolutno fantastična i epohalna, rekao bih, zove se Hard Rain Is Gonna Fall.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? Where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard, and it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain's gonna fall. Oh, what did you see? Saw a newborn babe with wild wolves all around it. Saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. Saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw white
I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's a hard race. Gonna fall. The sound of a thunder, it roared out a warning. Heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were blazing. Heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. Heard one person starve. I heard many people laughing. Heard the song of a poet.
Duga.
Yeah.
walking and curled on six rugged highways. Stepped in the middle of seven sad forests. Been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. The 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a heart. Well, it's a heart. Well, it's a heart. That kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 truckers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a high, it's a high, well, it's a high, it's a high, well, it's a high way. What did you hear, my bright son? What did you hear, my darling young one? Heard the sound of the thunder and roar out a warning. Heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. Heard one person stir, but many people laughing. Heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. And the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a high. Well, it's a high. Well, it's a high. Well, it's a high. Well, it's a high. Rain gonna fall. Who did you meet, my bright son? Who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside that dead pony. Then a white man walked a black dog. One woman whose body was a burning. That one girl, she gave me a rainbow. That one man, wounded in love. I met another man, wounded in hatred. And it's a high, well, it's a high, well, it's a high. And it's a high, well, it's a hard way gonna fall. What do you do now, my darling young one? I'm going back out, but the rain's not falling. Walk to the depths of the deep dark forest. And the people are ready, with their hands all empty. With the pellets of poison for flooding their waters. With a home in the valley, it's the damp, dirty prison. And the executioner's face is always loud hidden. When souls are forgotten, when black is the color, none is the number. And I'm tired of thinking, speaking and breathing. Reflects on the mountain, so all souls can see it. And I stand up thinking, but I know my soul well before I start singing. And it's a high, but it's a high, but it's a high.
Čuli smo i Boba Dilana u večerašnjem izdanju emisije Neonska duga na talasima Radio Beograda 2 u njegovoj najpoznatijoj ili jednoj od najpoznatijih pesama Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, ali ovog puta live verzija sa turneje Rolling Thunder Review iz 1975. godine. I pre toga smo čuli Elizu Gilkison koja je istu tu pesmu izvela i na svom novom ovogodišnjem albumu 2020. Nastavljamo u sličnom maniru, slušamo Davida Bromberga. David Bromberg je gitarista koji je sarađivao sa Bobom Dylanom, svirao na nekim njegovim albumima. Bob Dylan je čak i peo jednu njegovu pesmu Catskill Serenade, a ovog puta imamo novi album Davida Bromberga koji on snima sa svojim bendom pod imenom David Bromberg Band. David Bromberg se na ovom albumu vratio jednoj svojoj staroj temi. To je pesma Diamond Leaf koju smo imali prilike da slušamo na jednom od njegovih prvih solo albuma. I to je izveo na takav način da omogući svom bendu da pokaže svoje izvođačke sposobnosti. Pesma traje oko 10 minuta, slušamo fantastične muzičare okupljene oko Davida Bromberga sa albuma Big Road u pesmi Diamond Leaf.
Go ahead and drink your whiskey. Run around and stay high all the time. It's your body and your soul. You save yours and I'll save mine. Should never gamble. A man should never gamble. A man should never gamble. More than he can bear to he has to lose. Straight life's just not your life. You can make your own rules. Shoot the dice and wear a blindfold. If you're not afraid to look the fool. Got to do. I've heard all your talk of marriage. But you'll never stop your running around. You don't mind getting high, boy. But good God, they're coming down. A man should never gamble. He's got to lose. More than he can bear to lose. Sip your champagne, dance your dance with Diamond Lil, you don't have to pay the piper. He'll just add it to your bill.
Čuli smo David Bromberg Band u numeri Diamond Lil sa njihovog albuma Big Road koji se nedavno pojavio. I nastavljamo dalje da slušamo, rekao bih, angažovanu muziku. Ovoga puta je na red došao novi album Steve'a Earle'a koji on snimio sa svojim pratećim bandom The Dukes. Album se zove Ghost of West Virginia i na njemu je sakupljeno nekoliko pesama koje je Steve Earle napisao za jedan pozorični komad koji je postavljen na nekoj njujorškoj sceni. Steve Earle kaže da je on tu bio glumio zapravo grčki hor, onaj poznati hor iz grčkih tragedija, grčki hol sa gitarom, kako on kaže, napisao te pesme koje su potpuno u skladu sa poetikom Steve'a Earle'a koje smo imali prilike da upoznamo na njegovim ranijim albumima. Znači, takođe jedna angažovana svirka ovog puta na strani rudara. Pesma se zove It's About Blood. To je pesma koju ćemo vam emitovati večeras, a album je Ghost of West Virginia. U zapadnoj Virginiji se nalazi veliki broj rudnika i tamo se pre nekoliko godina dogodila jedna rudarska nesreća u kojoj je desetak i više rudara izgubilo život. Ta drama za koju je pisao Steve Earle ove pesme se bavi tim događajem, ali je tu vrlo zanimljivo da su svi rudari, da je 60% rudara iz tog predela zapadne Virginije zapravo glasalo za Donalda Trumpa i da je Donald Trump na prethodnim izborima najviše glasova zapravo dobio u ovom rudarskom basenu, kako bih rekao, što je onako jedna kontradicija koju Steve Earle pokušava da objasni u ovim pesmama koje se nalaze na njegovom albumu Ghost of West Virginia. To ćemo čuti, ali čućemo i Katie Mateu, koja je takođe pre jedno 10 godina snimila jedan album koji se bavi rudarskim životom. Ona kaže da potiče iz rudarske porodice, da su njen otac i deda se bavili rudarskim teškim poslom i to je nju inspirisalo da eto snimi jedan album koji je u potpunosti posvećen pesmama koje se bave rudarskim životom. I na njenom albumu se našla i pesma L&N, Don't Stop Here Anymore. To je poznata pesma pevačice Jean Ritchie koja se pojavila tamo 60. godina na folklorskoj sceni u Greenwich Villageu, kada su mnogi muzičari započeli svoju karijeru, između ostalih i Bob Dylan, i kada je ta scena bila veoma živahna i kada je ona nagovestila čitav niz nekih novih događaja, kako u muzici, tako boga mi i na društvenoj sceni. Eto te dve pesme posvećene rudarskom životu. Prvo od njih se zove It's About Blood, izvešće je Steve Earle i njegov band The Dukes s albuma Ghost of West Virginia.
When you're talking to me, wanna see in your soul when you lie. Don't try and tell me that you couldn't foresee what everybody reckoned was a matter of time. Goddamn right, I'm emotional. I ain't nothing but a man. Hell yes, this is personal. Before we leave here, you're gonna understand. It's about fathers, it's about sons, it's about lovers waking up in the middle of the night alone. It's about muscle, it's about bone, it's about a river running thicker than water, and it's about blood. Once upon a time in America, working man knew where he stood. Nowadays just getting by is a miracle, probably couldn't give it up if I could. Don't want to hear about the state of the economy, fiscal reality, profit and loss. None of that matters once you're underground anyway. Damn true, can't tell me nothing about cost. It's about fathers, it's about sons, it's about lovers waking up in the middle of the night alone. It's about muscle, it's about bone, it's about a river running thicker than water, and it's about blood. Isolated incident, part of the job.
Yeah, we'll tell that to the family's kids without daddies. Tell it to God. Got the wind you hear howling through the holler, or the ghost of a withered craft. For every man that died for a cold come a dollar, a lung full of dust and a heart full of lies. It's about fathers. It's about sons. It's about lovers waking up in the middle of a night alone. It's about muscle. It's about bone. It's about a river running thicker than water, and it's about blood. It's about Carl Akerwood and Jason Atkins, Christopher Bell, Gregory Stephen Brock, Kenneth Allen Chapman, Robert E. Clark, Charles Timothy Davis, Corey Davis, Michael Lee Elswick, William L. Griffith, Stephen Hara, Edward Dean Jones, Richard K. Lane, William Roosevelt Lynch, Nicholas Darrell McCroskey, Joe Markham, Ronald Lee Maynor, James E. Mooney, Adam Keith Morgan, Rex L. Mullins, Joshua S. Knapper, Howard D. Payne, Dillard Earl Persinger, Joel R. Price, Stuart Scott, Gary Quarles, Hoover Dale Steens,
door. Now they stand in a rusty row all empty cause the LNA don't stop here anymore. Last night I dreamed I went down to the coal yard to draw my pay like I had done before. Them kudzu vines are covering all the windows. There were leaves and grass growing right up through the floor. I was born and raised in the mouth of the Hatter Holler. Coal cars rolled and rumbled past my door. Now they stand in a rusty row all empty, cause the L&A don't stop here anymore.
Bila je ovo pesma LNN Don't Stop Here Anymore u izvođenju Cathy Matea, a pre toga smo čuli Steve Earla u numeri It's About Blood i sad smo došli do dve blues teme. Svaka rock emisija u svom sadržaju mora da ima po neku blues temu, to je moj stav i njega se čvrsto držim i evo i večerašnje izdanje Neonske duge neće da se razlikuje po tom pitanju. Čućemo jednu poznatu i novu grupu koja se zove Arboretum, koja snima neku neobičnu vrstu takozvanog psych folka, to jest će reći onog folka koji je na neki način povezan i sa psihodeličnom muzikom. Oni su se ovih dana oglasili novim albumom Let It All In, sa koga ćemo čuti pesmu No Sanctuary Blues. I odmah potom moju omiljenu ploču u dosadašnjem toku sezone, novi album Lucinda Williams Good Souls Better Angels, sa koga slušamo pesmu Bad News Blues. Evo, blues muzika u Neonskoj dugi, ovo su Arboretum. So I went back inside.
Bad news on my TV screen, bad news on the magazines, bad news on the newspaper, bad news on the elevator, bad news on the street, bad news on my car, bad news under my feet, bad news at the bar, all over my clothes, under my hat, on the radio, in the laundromat, hanging in the air, laying on the ground, walking up the stairs, bad news all around. No matter where I go, I can't get away from it. Don't you know I'm knee-deep in it? Who's gonna believe liars and lunatics? Bad news on my left, bad news on my right, Bad news in the morning, bad news at night. In my refrigerator, bad news in my sink. On my typewriter, bad news in my drink. Bad news in the walls, all over the floor. Down the hall, knocking at the door. Bad news in the mail, following me home. Bad news on my trail, bad news on my phone. No matter where I go, I can't seem to get away from it. Don't you know, I'm knee deep in it. Who's gonna believe liars and lunatics? Fools and thieves and clowns and hypocrites. Gluttony and greed, and that ain't the worst of it. All the news you can read, all the news is fit to print.
Čuli smo Lucindu Williams i sastav Arboretum u dve blues teme sa njihovih novih aktualnih albuma i dođu smo do jedne značajne i lepe pesme koja se ovih dana našla na novoj ploči dueta koji nastupa pod imenom Watkins Family Hour. To je zapravo grupa, odnosno duet koji čine brat i sestra Watkins, Sean i Sara, koje smo nekad davno imali prilike da slušamo u sastavu Nickel Creek. Ovo je neka, nova njihova karijera, pod novim imenom nastupaju. Čućemo ih u pesmi Vorena Zivona Accidentally Like Martyr. To je jedna prelepa balada, jedna kontemplacija o ljudskom životu i odnosima između ljudi koju je Voren Zivon napravio u svom dobro poznatom maniru, i to je prilika da još jednom čujemo i Vorena Zivona, velikog heroja ove naše emisije u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge, u istoj ovoj pesmi koja se zove Accidentally Like a Martyr. Ali prvo slušamo Watkins Family Hour.
gets worse. The hurt gets worse and the heart gets harder.
Neonska duga.
Čuli smo pesmu Accidentally Like Martyr u dva izvođenja. Watkins Family Hour i Warren Zevon su to uradili. I ponovo se vraćamo na ove aktualne naše političke teme. Ovog puta sa albuma Spangled, koji su snimili Gabby Moreno i Van Dyke Parks. Gabby Moreno, pevačica iz Nikaragve, koja pravi vrlo lepu karijeru u Sjedinjenim Državama, izdala je ovaj album Spangled, koji ima neku vrstu političkog angažmana, i kao glavnog saradnika je pozvala legendarnog aranžera i rock muzičara Van Dyke Parksa, koji je dao svoj doprinos zvuku ovog albuma. Čućemo ih u pesmi koju je napisao David Rader, jedan kalipso muzičar iz Trinidada, koja pesma se zove Do Imigranci i govori o sudbini emigranata. Inače, David Rader je, kako kažu za Trinidad, isto ono što je i Bob Marley za Jamajku. Posle Gabby Moreno i Van Dyke Parksa slušamo Gil Scott-Herona i Makaja McCravena. Makaj McRaven sa ovih dana lati jednog teškog posla, to jest da presnimi posljednji album koji je Gil Scott Heron snimio za života i da ga prilagodi našem današnjem vremenu, i mislim da je uradio taj posao izuzetno dobro, da je sačuvao duh albuma Gil Scott Herona, a da je takođe i obogatio zvuk novom tehnologijom i novim estetskim uzusima koje vladaju u naše vreme kada je u pitanju rock i popularna muzika. Čućemo ovaj tandem Gil Scott Heron, Makaja McRaven u pesmi legendarnoj blues temi Me and the Devil Roberta Johnsona. To je ono što nas očekuje. Ovo su Gabby Moreno i Van Dyke Parks, The Immigrants.
So much trouble in the home of the brave, in the land of the free. Am I an immigrant or am I a new slave, made for all brutality? I don't think so. Is it that man has lost his reason? He can't even blame the heat. Moving like jackals in the hunting season.
In the hunting season.
And the refugee's soul is the need.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The immigrants are here to stay to help build America. Oi, 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 oi. The immigrants ain't going nowhere. They're here for America. Oi, 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 oi. Fighting for a better life, fighting through the crunch. America, remember Ellis Island. We all came here to take the plunge. I hope you understand it. Calypso, cumbia and the reggae. Like a punta rock and the salsa samba, a highlight banda merengue.
Así que dime tú.
In other words, yeah. This is a different kind of apple now. New York City, or like an orange. I love it. What a delight, right? And you say, yeah. Put a little spicy to the taste.
USA,
the immigrants are here to stay to help America. Oi, 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 oi. The immigrants ain't going nowhere. They're here for America. Created equal. Bring your sick,
bring your needy,
bring your needy. In the early evening, by the dawn's of the
light.
Remember the founding fathers. Yeah. Home of the brave, land of the free, you and me. From the New York Island.
From Cedar.
to je bilo ono što nam pripremili za večeras. Čuli smo Gil Scott Herona i Makaja McCravena i Gabi Moreno i Van Dyke Parksa sa njihovih novih projekata i produkata. Gil Scott Heron je naravno čovjek koji nas je napustio pre izvesnog vremena, ali eto, zahvaljujući savremenoj tehnologiji, on je oživeo i 2020. godine. Čuli smo ga u pesmi Me and the Devil Blues, to je poznata tema Roberta Johnsona. I za sam kraj, Marija McKee, koju smo nekad davno slušali kao članicu sastava Lone Justice, ovog puta sa njenog aktualne ploče La Vita Nuova, slušamo pesmu Courage i to je to što smo vam pripremili za večeras. Marija McKee, Courage, ja vas pozdravljam i u ime ekipe koja je realizovala ovu emisiju, moje lično ime, inače ja se zovem Žikica Simić, laku noć, prijatno. Sweet Beatrice is rooted to the earth in such an arresting way. A magnetic pulse grounds her with singular authority, and a charge is surging upward and out and cascading down, so it odds with her fragility. It is a disarming gift held in someone so young and so winsomely arrayed.